Hey everyone, it's Michael. Today I bring you a very special little bonus episode of Unresolved. For the first time ever, two cases that I have previously covered, the ANSI shootings and the tragic murder of Beatrice Moda, have seen some pretty significant updates at about the same time. Because information in both stories is still breaking, neither update is overly informative, but both are incredibly promising for the loved ones of the victims, and hopefully, those seeking resolution. First, the ANSI shootings. The ANSI shootings is a case that I covered incredibly recently on this podcast, just in December of 2021, which is just a few weeks ago at the time I'm recording this. On September of 2012, a family living in England went off for vacation in southeastern France, near Lake ANSI. They were seemingly crossing paths with a French cyclist along a scenic mountain road when a gunman began firing at the lot, killing four people in total. 50-year-old Saad Al-Hilli, 47-year-old Iqbal Al-Hilli, Saad's wife, 74-year-old Suhaila Al-Alaf, Iqbal's mother, and 45-year-old Sylvain Mollier, a French cyclist who had no known connections to any of the victims. Also wounded were Saad and Iqbal's two daughters, 7-year-old Zainab and 4-year-old Zina. Neither were able to recount much about the attack that had claimed their family's lives. An exhaustive investigation would take place, which looked into the backstories of all four victims. Saad and Iqbal's origins in Iraq would be probed, as would an inheritance dispute that Saad had been in with his brother. Investigators would also look into the backstory of Sylvain Mollier, the only French victim, who had recently taken some time off of work after striking up a relationship with a younger and wealthier girlfriend. As you can imagine, the details were salacious enough to get both the French and UK presses pointing fingers at the other. Eventually, though, investigators would settle upon the theory that the crime had been perpetrated by a lone psychopath, someone seeking out violence for its own sake. Think the Zodiac Killer. Now, the new information. On January 11th, 2022, French authorities announced that a man had been taken into police custody in the Chambéry region, approximately 80 kilometers southwest of Chevelines, where the attacks had taken place. The arrest was made at 8:05 on Wednesday morning, and was made in conjunction with a search of the suspect's home in the Lyon area. This suspect, who remains unidentified as of this recording, is reportedly someone that has been investigated as a suspect in the past. The outlet The Times reports that this suspect is the motorcyclist sought after by police in 2013, who was publicly ruled out by investigators after his identification 2 years later, in 2015. However, it seems like investigators were struck by some of his answers, which seemed inconsistent from the rest of their available information, enough for them to return to this well nearly 7 years later. These inconsistencies were cited by public officials during a press conference held following this man's arrest, as was the man's alibi surrounding the date of the murders. Journalists also speculated that police were looking into the alibis of his loved ones, possibly even his spouse, and looking for any additional inconsistencies. Authorities also cited the preservation of physical evidence as a priority for them when it came to this man's arrest and the search of his home in Lyon. Sadly, not much more information has been released at this time, such as the suspect's identity or his possible connection to the victims, but we will assuredly know more in the days or weeks to come. Now, on to the next update. The story of Beatrice Moda is one that I covered on Unresolved back in July of 2020, approximately a year and a half ago. To refresh anyone that might not remember the details, Beatrice Moda was a 7-year-old that lived with her family in northeastern Brazil, just outside of Petrolina, a large city surrounded by hundreds of kilometers of rural farmland. There, she attended the Colegio Nossa Senhora Maria Auxiliadora, a private Catholic school that her father worked at as a teacher. On the evening of December 10th, 2015, Beatrice attended a graduation event at the school, which her father was an active participant in. She was seen by hundreds of visitors that night, but disappeared at around 10 p.m. after telling her mother that she was heading to a water fountain nearby. Over the next 45 minutes, the parents of Beatrice would attempt to find her, even stopping the graduation ceremony to get the audience's attention. Sadly, the 7-year-old's body would be found inside of a burned-out closet next to an empty gymnasium that had been damaged by a fire months prior. She had reportedly been stabbed 42 times, with the murder weapon still embedded in her body at the time of this horrendous discovery. A massive investigation would follow, with police obtaining hundreds of witness statements and procuring surveillance footage from blocks in each direction. Over time, several potential suspects would be floated by police officials, including an employee of the school that was alleged to have deleted surveillance footage of the incident, as well as an unknown man in a green shirt who was seen walking around the school campus in the hours preceding the murder. None of these leads seemed to go anywhere, until this week. On Tuesday, January 11th, authorities in Pernambuco, the state, announced that a suspect had been arrested for this crime. 40-year-old Marcelo da Silva, who was already in prison for sexual crimes committed against a minor in 2017. Unlike what had been reported by numerous outlets in the past, police unveiled that Beatriz had not been stabbed 42 times, but rather 10 times in total. There were 42 photos taken of the wounds, hence the confusion in the public reporting. Police also revealed that Beatriz had not been targeted by her killer, as many had posited in the past, but had been chosen at random. Her alleged killer, Marcelo da Silva, has a pretty long criminal history, including both petty and felonious offenses. This includes other sexual crimes against children, as well as theft and drug possession. As I mentioned, he was convicted for committing sexual crimes against a minor in 2017, just 2 years after the murder of Beatriz, and has been in prison ever since. After several years, authorities finally started testing DNA samples retrieved from the murder weapon with known sex offenders, in particular, those that had committed sexual crimes against children in the region. This was eventually whittled down to a list of 125 suspects, which included Marcelo da Silva. According to the public officials this week, the DNA testing came back with a positive match, and when questioned, da Silva reportedly confessed to his involvement. While details of the motive are still pretty hard to parse through, it seems like the suspect was attempting to rob the school at the time of the graduation ceremony. Eventually, he tried to lure Beatriz away from the large ceremony taking place, but when she started to panic, he freaked out and tried to silence her. He then left her body behind and ran. At least, that's according to the current accounting of the crime. Details in that may change, so take that with a grain of salt. The parents of Beatriz, who have fought tooth and nail for justice in their daughter's murder, were not a part of the press conference held by authorities on Wednesday, January 12th. Later, however, they took to social media to say that, while they do hope answers have been found, they still have many questions. They also find it hard to believe the same officials who seem to be just blindly shooting from the hip for years, and are themselves holding out for more information. As is the case in the ANSI shootings, I guess we'll just have to see what additional information comes out in the days or weeks to come. But I am happy to say that in both cases, resolution, at least, seems to be on the horizon. I'll keep my fingers crossed that I can come back in the near future to tell you that these cases have been resolved.